Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, there's some sort of a controversy brewing with something that Courtney said on the show earlier, which we will get to. You're being relentlessly dragged. Is that correct?
And rightfully so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yes.
We'll get to that in a second. This is John from Dedham. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Nice show. Awesome all the time. Hey, I feel sorry for Miggy sometimes. You guys are picking on him so bad. Give him a break, will you?
I'm the smartest one in the room, John. What do you expect?
Wiggy brings so much energy and so much variety and everything to the show.
Yeah.
His comments, sometimes I know you're like, but, you know, he's conversational.
Yes, I love the guy, or I wouldn't have him on the show. I just think that the film, 80 for Brady, could not be better named.
No.
The argument that
kind
he's
of
creating
hokey.
is hokey, okay, but that's what sells.
The actual movie's not that hokey.
See?
There's some substance behind it.
Right, and the title makes it that way.
Yeah.
If it was Chasing Destiny or, you know.
Now, that would be too serious for this movie.
It's so dumb, this discussion, but I love it.
Yeah.
Ladies on the Road, something along those
People
lines.
People would think that's rated X.
Or no, but once they see the trailer, they're like, oh, wait a second. What's this about? Is it about Brady?
So what was the one where the guys, I think you... Did you bring it up earlier where the old guys go out on the road trip on the motorcycle?
Yeah. I had said
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
So you want this one to be called like Wild Heifers or something like that?
But the movie, any great movie, we talk about Hurricane. Great title. It shouldn't be the Reuben Carter story. Hurricane's perfect, right? When we talk about certain movie titles, Brian Piccolo. It wasn't
Brian's song.
It wasn't
His
Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers.
No.
It was Brian's story.
No. The movie is called Brian's Song. It is, in my opinion, the greatest football film of all time.
What about No Country for Old Ladies?
Right. And all I'm saying, title is big. 80 for Brady just seems a little bit...
like corny?
And most. Let me give you a little...
So you think that's what's turning people off is the name?
Yes. And that is what's turning people off. And most... It was called Miracle. It wasn't called USA versus Russia. Most people don't...
Do you have an issue with Rudy?
No, because... There's a difference, right?
What is the difference?
Rudy, the movie is about Rudy. You're telling me, Courtney and Curtis.
I don't know what's so funny about this.
Especially Courtney is saying that, yes, the movie really isn't about Brady, even though...
It's about the ladies.
Right.
But they are 80.
I understand
that. You're five foot nothing,
100 and nothing. You got hardly a speck of athletic ability, and you're going to be walking out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame.
And when you go with just single title names like Rudy Ray, it works out. And I was getting ready to say, most people don't realize in the movie world, when movies are made, the title that you see wasn't generally the original title. Many different titles.
That's not always true also.
It is true.
Well, you're saying they have a working title and then that sometimes happens.
Right.
But happens
you like Saving Ryan's Private?
No. I think 80 for Brady is turning a lot of people off.
Uh-huh.
I will also say it was an interesting viewing experience because it was one of those movies where the people that were in the theater were like cheering along with and clapping and like, yeah, Tom. And like when he popped up on the screen, everybody oohed and aahed.
Uh-huh.
So it's a, you know.
Yeah.
They're catering towards an audience.
This is Ryan from Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. I do have an idea for a movie for you, Greg, and then a comment about the blind date thing. But yeah. If there was a movie for you, Greg, it'd be called 20s for Greg.
I'm going not under the age of 30 going forward.
Yeah.
20-ish. Too much drama in the 20s. Mm-hmm. Plus 30 going forward.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, anyway.
And then a question about the blind date Mary thing. Another thing, Greg, I hope you're eligible to be picked as the potential date, because that way you'd have a chance at two bridesmaids.
I never thought about that.
That's true.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, that toward the end of it, Mary doesn't like any of the blind dating game contestants. I mean,
I think you and Mary have spent enough time together that if something were to have happened, it would have already.
Oh, so you know Mary.
I met Mary
on Nantucket.
On Nantucket. Right. There was a little bit of chemistry, but I was not interested because she's a friend of Courtney's.
Honest question, Greg.
Yes.
Is that a Nantucket road sign above your bed?
Yes.
That is.
It's not a road sign. It's just what is wrong
with
that?
It's also too small for that wall.
Oh, yeah. What is it? My home my home decorating is now going to be analyzed by you?
He's a college kid.
What are you talking about?
You have a Marconi. You are a widely well-respected man in one of the great cities on planet Earth. The Nantucket thing, that's like my Ken Griffey Jr. poster, but
no, I think the sign plays, it's just misplaced. It should be below your TV, because your TV, we've been over that many a time. So we could put the Nantucket sign underneath the TV, but you need something bigger above your bed. It's too small on that wall.
You need something bigger in his bed.
Yeah. Well, you should never have just a simple sign over the bed, because Curtis is right. That's like college.
I've done some interior decorating in my day.
What goes above?
Now
what
let me tell you what you should never have.
Well, that you
You're
should never
an
have.
Expert on everything.
What goes above?
You are an expert on everybody else's life.
I'm just listen. I'm keeping it a buck with you. What goes above a bed is a nice picture, a piece of art. You don't put
or a mirror.
Like that's like you going where'd you grow up in Stowe? Like that's like putting Stowe Avenue above your bed. What are you, 14?
It happens to be my favorite place in the world. Like what is wrong? I don't.
Wiggy's right.
What are you, a 15-year-old? Like, I remember when I was
a big
like,
photo.
What do you have, a velvet Wiggy up above your bed? Yeah.
I remember when I was like 14, we wanted to go outside and take the signs off of the street and put them in our rooms, put them above the bed.
I
like
the sign. It's just not
Street.
For above the bed. You need like a nice photo of Nantucket would do wonders above that bed.
Okay. So I bet the next thing that's coming is.
Everybody can redo my whole place, and thanks a lot.
I bet you can take a good photo at Fagawi this year.
I bet if you shut.
Thanks for doing it. Like, I'm glad I did the stupid day in the life thing, so everybody can make fun of what my place looks like.
It is a pretty, and it's also redundant in Echelon. It's assumed that everybody likes Nantucket there.
So are you going to put the lights under your bed, like the different color lights that change?
Do you and Mrs. Wiggins have a mirror over your bed like Motel 6? I guarantee you do.
Or the stars on your glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling?
Yeah, sorry, I don't have a lava lamp like you and Mrs. Wiggins.
Lava lamp's old school, bro. They got new things.
Okay. Hey, all about the LEDs.
Yeah, exactly. You can plug these things in and they light up the room.
You have a disco ball in the bedroom. You roll in there in your tighty whiteies.
But mirrors on the wall is actually a good thing. Huh? Mirrors on the wall are a good thing.
Makes the space feel bigger.
Yeah. Yep. If you get you don't get one giant mirror. You get mirror. You get like kind of like the different sectional mirrors.
And you have that in my living room.
There you go.
When it comes to a day in the life, you're up next. So
I mean,
that's
Curtis
week.
Is next.
No, you're next. So you get ready for it.
We'll
all analyze your life. We'll see how messy your closet is.
Well,
it can give everybody anxiety.
Well, I won't
like,
be putting
honestly,
my closet
I have,
up.
I have a life, so I don't have time to spend 4 hours cleaning my closet.
But you have time to watch every show ever produced.
Right. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.